Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Zok to Mishnah. Shoichet es ha-misukenes. If somebody shechts an animal that's in a state of sakon, meaning it's about to die. Rab Shimon Gamliel loymer. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Achet tefarches biyad v'regel. It's not so poshet that the shechita is going to be okay. Because being that we know this animal is on the verge of dying, we have to be concerned that right before the shechita was consummated, the animal died on its own. If that's the case, it would be an avela. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only way that we can ascertain for sure that this animal is going to be kosher, that the shechita was a shechita, shera, was if at the conclusion of the shechita, the animal moved its hand and its foot, then we know that it was alive straight through the shechita. It was the shechita that killed it. And then it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says, Dayim Zinko. You don't need such a dramatic movement from the animal in order to ascertain that it was alive. But as long as the animal spits up blood, which is something that an animal does at the gemar of the shechita, that would be enough to know that the animal survived through the shechita, and it was the shechita itself that actually killed it. Amr Rab Shimon said, what if somebody shechts at night, and at night it's very hard to see what the animal's doing? So you can't tell if it was pirches b'yad v'regel, you can't tell if it even spit up blood. So what you could do is you could take a look the next morning at the animal and see what took place. So if lemachar hishkim, if he wakes up the next morning, matzo ksolim meleim dam, he finds that the walls, not the walls of the barn, but the walls of the throat of the animal had blood on it, kshera, it's going to be kosher. Shezinka, because that's proof that the animal must have coughed off blood. Ukamidas Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon held like Rabbi Eliezer, that if an animal splits up blood, that's enough of a sign that it was alive through the shechita, thus it's going to be okay. So up until this point, we have two shitas how to ascertain that an animal that's a misukenes survived long enough so that we know that the shechita was what killed it. So it's an animal that's a shechita, not an avela. Rabbi Eliezer said, Daya in Zinka, if it spits up blood, that would be enough to know that the animal was alive. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it has to be mefarches, a yad and a regal. It would have to move its hand or its foot. The chamar third shechita. Achet tefarches, oy biyad, oy biregal. Number one, it doesn't have to be mefarches, it's yad and its regal, but rather other, either its hand or its foot, that would be enough. Oy, and there's a third simon, achet kashkesh biznava. If it wags its tail during the shechita, that too would be a raya that it was alive and it was the shechita that killed it. Says the Mishnah, behemadaka, behemadaka. This is true for behemadaka or behemagasa. Meaning you would think that maybe behemadaka, behemadasa, a bigger animal, a smaller animal, would be different as it relates to that. This halacha says the Mishnah, stating that behemadaka shapashta yadav leyachzira. If a behemadaka during the shechita stretched its hand out and it didn't bring it back, psula, that's not a sign. That's not considered mefarches. She'ine elo itzas nefesh blavad. Because when you kill a behemadaka, very often it's going to jerk its hand, and it's more a sign of it dying rather than it being a sign of life. Thus, that would not count. Medvar Mamurim Shaisa Becheskas Misukena says the Mishnah, that's posher, that everything we're talking about right now, that you need certain siman of an animal during Shechita in order to ascertain that it's a kosher animal. That's all if the animal was Becheskas Misukena. Meaning, we know that this animal was dying. It was literally on its deathbed. And you want to quickly shecht it before it dies. Why? Because if it dies on its own, it's going to be an avela. There's a lot of money at stake. If you don't, pun intended, shecht it before it dies on its own. As a result, there this halachos where it's becheskas misukenes that you have to make sure that it didn't die before you actually did the shechita. Avlo ma'is becheskas bria, but a regular good gezinta animal, a gezinta ox, afilo emba echa mikol asimonim alol ukshayir, even if it does any of these simonim, it's going to be kosher. So one thing was clear in the Mishnah, that a behema that's a misukenes, an animal that's lying on its deathbed is still a kosher animal. Meaning, it's still considered an animal that you're allowed to shech. You just have to make sure that you get the shechita in before it dies. And it's questionable very often if you got the shechita in or not. And Chazal gave us simonim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chachamim, different shechitas of what exactly the simon is to make sure that the animal was alive through the shechita. But the fact that the animal is in and of itself misukenes, That does not bother me. Says the Gemara, Misukenes mimay desharyo. How do you know? How do you know that a behema that's a misukenes is mutter? Says the Gemara, how do you know it's mutter? Mimay tesekadaitin dasiro. Why would you think it's aser? I mean, you would need proof first that it's aser to ask the question, Misukenes mimay desharyo. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why I think it's aser. Because there's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini that says, Dabru b'nei Yisrael lemu. Zois hachaya asher toichlu mikola behema asher al ba'aretz. And the context over there is the Torah is describing the simonim that make a kosher animal. Ma'lagera, Chesash Sesha, Mafresis Parsa. So that's the context. Psukim in the end of a Parsha Shmini. And when the Torah prefaces the kosher animal, the Torah says, Zois hachaya, asher toichlu mikola behemah. Now we're really talking about behemoths. We're not talking about chayas. And if you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says that you see from this pasuk that behemoths bechlal chaya, which the Gemara often says, because Zois hachaya, and then we talk about behemoth. Is it a behemoth or is it a chaya? The Torah says, we're talking about behemoth. But behemoths considered Zois hachaya. But the Gemara is Medai. Why did the Torah choose the word chaya? Says the Gemara to teach me a halacha that chaya echol, an animal that has the ability to live, you're allowed to eat. V'she'eno chaya lo yisoicha. But an animal that does not have the ability to eat, that you should not eat. V'ha misukenes, and an animal that's a misukenes ain't a chaya. It's not going to be able to live. As a result, maybe it should be excluded from the pasuk of Zois hachaya asher toichevo. So again, the Gemara's question is that from the Mishnah it's mavur that a behema misukenes, a behema that is in very great danger, it's literally at the point where it's about to die, it's still a kosher animal. You could shecht it as long as the shechita is kshera and you know the shechita killed the animal did not die before, you're allowed to go ahead and eat this animal. Says the Gemara, mehechetes. Why would you think it's aser? I'll tell you why I think it's aser. Because it says, Zois hachaya asher toichelu, and it would seem very reasonable to make the following drasha. Chaya echol, an animal that has the ability to live, you're allowed to eat. V'she'en hachaya lo yisoichal, but an animal that does not have the ability to live, thou shall not eat. If that's the case, the question is, misukenes mimay deshaya. And it's this question that's going to take us straight through the daf. If you look at today's daf from a very high level, from a 20,000 foot view, it's not a hard daf. But once you go into the Cheshbonos of the Gemara, it becomes a particularly hard daf. But either way, the Gemara is going to give four mekayers. How you know that a Mesukenes is Sharia? The first one the Gemara is going to reject. The other three are going to stand. Iba Yaseima. Either way, Zok de Gemara. The first teretz, the first mekar, how you know that a behema misukenes is mutter, and we do not darshan the pasuk of Zois hachaya asher toichel. Says the Gemara, mitkam rachman a nevela loisoichal. From the fact that the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, michal de misukenes shaya. Isn't that in and of itself proof that an animal that almost died is mutter? Why? Because if you get to tell me that an animal that almost is aster. So why does the Torah have to tell me that a nevela is aser? We know the nevela is aser. The Torah says, "Loisaychul kol nevela, thou shalt not eat a nevela." What's a nevela? That's a dead animal that died without shechita. That means once an animal dies, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. If a misukenes is also aser, because it says "Loisachay asher toichelu," and we learn from there that any animal that almost died is aser. That means that every single animal before it becomes nevela is aser, which means that every nevela was aser before it was a nevela. So why does Torah have to tell me that a nevela is aser? It was aser before it was a nevela. You can't be a nevela without first being a misukenes. So if that's the case, that every misukenes is aser, so why is the Torah telling me that a nevela is aser? The animal was aser before it became a nevela. Elamai, it must be that a misukenes is mutter, and that it's only a nevela that's aser. But the Gemara says, one second, v'dilma hainu nevela hainu misukenes. How do you know that a nevela is not a misukenes? Meaning, maybe a misukenes is aser, and a nevela is aser. The question is, if the animal is aser when it's a misukenes, then why does the Torah have to tell me that it's aser when it's a nevela? It was already aser 5 minutes ago. Maybe we have a misunderstanding of what nevela is. How do you know nevela means a dead animal? That's what we always assume. Maybe a nevela means an almost dead animal. Maybe a behema misukenes is the definition of nevela. But the Gemara says, like, that's a mistake. Because the pasuk says, v'chi yomus mena behema, asher hi lochem lo'ochlo, hanogeya b'nevlasa, Yitma. The context over there is Tumas Nevela, and the Torah describes the Nevela, Hanegeh ben Avlasa, and what's the description? An animal that dies, Hanegeh ben Avlasa. So clearly the definition of a Nevela is not an animal that almost died, it's a dead animal. So we know a Nevela is a dead animal. So if a Nevela is a dead animal, and a Mesukenes is already Aser, that means an animal becomes Aser Bachila before it died, then what's the Chiddush of the Issa Nevela, says the Gemara, Lacham Yisru Dekari Rachmana Nevela, Mechaim La Yipi Nevela, right? It's clear from that pasuk that it's only a dead animal that's in Nevela. Says the Gemara, I don't hear the kash. V'dum lo ilo meybe lo chayim Nevela, hayim Mesukenes. Mechaim Basay, La'achar Miso Belav. So, seems to be a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, exactly what those words, V'dum lo ilo meybe lo chayim Nevela, hayim Mesukenes. Is the Gemara being chayzer now and saying that maybe the definition of a Nevela really is a Mesukenes? I mean, the Gemara just wrote a pasuk that says that the definition of Nevela is v'chiyamus mena behema asher hi lochem la'achla. So we'll do what we do. But the punchline of the Gemara's kasha, just in the pashid dafyoymi cheshbin of the sugya, is that I don't understand the right. Maybe a misukenes is aser. What's the kasha? If a misukenes is aser, then what's the chiddush ha'toyer of Nevela? The animal was aser before it was Nevela. Teretz is very simple. Misukenes michayim be'aseh. A misukenes has an iser, but what is the iser? It's an iser aseh. It's what we know as a lav haba michlal aseh. The Makar is zoisa chaya asher toichlu mikola behem asher ala aretz. There's no word loy, hishomer, pen, al, all the buzzwords that imply lois aseh. You don't have any of the magic words in that pasuk. Clearly, what's implied is you could only eat an animal that's able to live, assuming it's a real drasha. But a lois aseh you certainly don't have. So you're right, a behemah misukenes is going to be aser. It's going to be aser be iser aseh, with a lav haba michlal aseh. You want to know then why the Torah had to tell me that an avel is aser, if the animal was aser anyways? The Torah's chiddush is that once the animal dies, now in addition to the lav haba michlal aseh, you're going to end up with a real lois aseh. In other words, don't bring a raya that Mesukenes is mutter from the parish of Nevela. The Gemara thought, you know what, the raya, the source that Mesukenes is mutter is from the parish of Nevela. Because if every Mesukenes is aser, then what's the chiddush of Nevela? The animal was aser even before it was in Nevela, when it was in a state of Mesukenes. The teretz is not a raya. Maybe a Mesukenes is aser, and a Nevela is aser. The question is, what's the chiddush ha'toyra of Nevela being aser? The chiddush ha'toyra is not the iser. The chiddush is the chaymer of the iser. The chiddush is the lois aseh. Because the mesukenes only has a lav haba michlal aseh, whereas an avela has a real lois aseh. So that was the first teretz of the Gemara, and the Gemara rejected it. Ella says the Gemara, you know what the makar is, that a mesukenes is mutter, perhaps it's not from the parasha of Nevela, but it's from the next best thing, and that is treifa. Midam rachmana treifa lo yisoichal. From the fact that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a treifa, milchal mesukenes shari, I think that's proof that you're allowed to eat a mesukenes. Because if you're going to tell me that a mesukenes is aser, hashta mesukenes loy mechsira asira treifa mibaya. The Gemara assumes that every single treifa is a mesukenes. The definition of a mesukenes is an animal that's about to die. Now, the textbook example of a mesukenes is an animal that's literally on the verge of dying, and they're rushing, as we'll see on Amud Beis, to shecht it, because you want to make it a shchuta before it's an avela, because you don't want to lose all the money by it being an avela versus a shchuta. But the truth is that if the word mesukenes just means it's an animal that's in danger, and every treifa is in danger. A treifa has a wound that the doctors, the veterinarians say, this animal cannot live Yud Beis Chodesh. That's enough to qualify an animal as a misukenes. So the truth is, every treifa is a misukenes. But in addition to a treifa being a misukenes, a treifa has very, very specific issues. It's mechosa this, it's mechosa that, it has a neck of here, it has a neck of there, right? A treifa has issues. And a treifa is a misukenes plus. As a result, Tainas the Gemara, if a misukenes is aser, based on the pasuk that says zoisa chaya asher toichlu, then what's the chiddush ha'toyra of treifa? Every treifa is bachlal masayim mana a misukenes. So what's the chiddush that a treifa is aser? Of course a treifa is aser. If a misukenes is aser, then I know a treifa is aser. Because a treifa is a misukenes plus. So why did the Torah have to tell me that treifa is aser if misukenes is aser? Must be, says the Gemara, that misukenes is mutter. It's only treifa that's aser. Oh, I have my makar. Here's my makar that a misukenes is mutter. But the Gemara says no. Perhaps you could say, Hayru treifa, Haino misukenes. Maybe you could say that a treifa is really a misukenes. Maybe treifa and misukenes are the same thing. Meaning, we're assuming that a treifa is a misukenes plus. How do you know? Maybe a treifa and misukenes is the same thing. The laver olav ba'asei v'loisa. You're going to tell me if it's the same thing. Maybe. We have an understanding of what a treifa is. But maybe we're wrong. Maybe every misukenes, not only a misukenes that has specific wounds and nekevs, but maybe every single misukenes is really a treif. You can ask me a question, why do I need a loisase and a say? For laver olav, ba'esiv a loisase. To tell me that there's an essay and a loisase. But the Gemara says, imkein, if that's the case, nevela kotz rachman olam ali, why do I need the loisase of nevela? What's the kasha? Because if the definition of a treifa is a misukenes, that means that every single nevela is a treifa before it becomes a nevela. Right, the Pashal Cheshvan. If a treif is a very uniquely wounded animal, so lav dafka, every nevela is a treifa. You could, a nevela could become a nevela because it just dropped dead, or it could be that Rachmana Litzlan, it was terminally ill before it died. Either one is an option. But if the definition of treifa is misukenes, that means that every single nevela was in a state of misukenes, quote unquote, before it died, which means that every single nevela was once a treifa. If that's the case, then why do we need the lois asei of treifa? A misukenes is us. So we have an iser asei for every single misukenes. What would be the purpose of adding on the lois asei of treifa? You want to give it a lav. But you're anyways going to have a lav. You're going to have the lav of nevela. So why do we need the lav of nevela and the lav of treifa and the iser asei of misukenes? You want to tell me you want to add a lav to misukenes? I hear it. But I don't need the lav of treifa for that because I anyways have the lav of nevela. Or I wouldn't need the lav of nevela. I anyways have the lav of treifa. What do you need two lavin for? Says the Gemara. But the Gemara says, I don't think that's a right. Because vidoma hainu nevela, hainu treifa, hainu misukenes. It could be you're right. Every single nevela was previously a treifa and a misukenes, because the definition of treifa and misukenes are one and the same. The reason why we have all these psukim is v'laver olav b'shnei lavin v'aseh. Maybe it's because we wanted two lavin and an eseh, says the Gemara. You're right. So it's not muchach then that a treifa is not a misukenes. If that's the case, maybe really a treifa is a misukenes. If a treifa is a misukenes, you have no raya that a misukenes is mutter. Okay, you have to pause a few times in this cheshbon of the Gemara just to remember where we're holding. We're trying to bring a makar that a misukenes is mutter. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you from the parasha of nevela. Because if a misukenes is aser, what do I need the parasha of nevela for? A treifa. If every treifa is a misukenes, plus. So why is the Torah have to tell me that a treifa is aser? Isn't every treifa anyways a misukenes? So from the fact that the Torah had to tell me that a treifa is aser, it's mashma that a misukenes is mutter. It's only a treifa that's aser. Says the Gemara, you're presupposing, you're assuming that a treifa and a misukenes are not the same thing. Thus, if a misukenes is aser, why do I need treifa for? Must be misukenes is mutter. Tainas the Gemara, vidilma, perhaps, hainu treifa, hainu misukenes. So the Gemara thought, no, you have a raya from the lavin and everything that that's not the case, but the Gemara knocked that out. So for now, the Gemara is rejecting the second teretz by saying that maybe a misukenes and a treifa are the same thing. If they're the same thing, you have no raya that misukenes is mutter. So the Gemara says, Elamayach, I'm going to prove to you from a different parasha in the Torah that misukenes and treifa are not the same thing. And if misukenes and treifa are not the same thing, again, what are we trying to accomplish? Then it must be misukenes' mutter. Because if misukenes and treifa are two different things, and a misukenes is also, there's no reason for the Torah to tell me that a treifa is also. Must be then that a misukenes is really mutter. So again, we're trying to prove that misukenes and treifa are not the same thing, because we have an agenda. If we can prove that, then we'll know that misukenes is mutter, which is ultimately what we're trying to prove, because that was what the Mishnah said. Elameyacha, the pasuk says, v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yasal l'chom alacha, v'ocha lo yisachlu. The context over there is the iser chelav. So we know chelav is a part of the animal that one is not allowed to eat. You can't eat the chelav even of a kosher animal. A behemoth's kachim, what do you do with the chalavim? You put it on the mizbech. A behemoth of chulin, what do you do with the chalavim? You don't eat it. As a matter of fact, it's chayvi krisos. Right, a chatas chelev, the Gemara talks about throughout Shas, that if somebody eats chelev b'shoigig, he had to bring a carbon chatas. If he ate a b'mezid, he was chayv karas. So the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chelev. There's a special pasuk in the Torah that says that you're not allowed to eat the chelev of a nevela and the chelev of a treifa. The pasuk says the chelev nevela, the chelev treifa, yeyasa l'chol malacha. The chelev of the nevela and the treifa, you're allowed to have anah from. Yeyase l'chol melacha. There's also tumah v'taira implications. But v'ochel lo yisoichlu. But you're not allowed to eat it. V'amarmar, we have a braisa. L'may hilchus ha'amra ha'toira. Why did Torah have to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the chelav of an avel of a treifa? You're never allowed to eat the chelav of a behema, even of a behema toira. So why would you think that the behema of an avel and the behema of a treifa would be any different? Says the Gemara, I'm going to tell you why. Because you would have thought that being that Chelev is Aser. So maybe the Isser Nevela and the Isser Treif is not Chal on the Isser Chelev. Because ain't Isser, Chal al Isser. So the Chiddush of the Torah is Yava Yisser Nevela v'yachal al Isser Chelev. Yava Yisser Treif v'yachal al Isser Chelev. That you say Isser Chal al Isser and that the Isser Chelev and the Isser Nevela can coexist. The Isser Chelev and the Isser Treif can coexist. In other words, Isser Nevela and Treif achal on the Isser Chelev. Okay. Very nice. So you have a pasuk that needs to emphasize that there's an Isser Chelev even on a behema that's an avel or a treifa. What's the chiddush? Isser Chelev is always. So why would you think the avel and treifa is different? Because of Isser Chal al Isser. You would think that maybe Nevel and Treif, of course the Chelev is awesome. The Chiddush says that there's an Isser Nevel and Treif. You would have thought that maybe the Isser Nevel and Treif is not Chal on the Chelev. Kamash Malon, that Isser Chal al Isser. Says the Gemara, so good I think Treif is a Misukenes. Now if you're going to tell me that a Treif is a Misukenes, so that means that every single animal before it becomes an Avela was a Treif. Because every animal before it becomes an Avela is a Misukenes. Which means if Misukenes and Treifa is the same thing, that before an animal becomes an Avela, it's a Treifa. Tainas the Gemara, Lichtav Rachmana Chelav the Avela. If that's the case, as it relates to this Chiddush, that there is an Avela and this is a Treifa, Schal and this is a Chelav, I don't need the Torah to tell it to me by Treifa and Avela. Let the Torah just say that the Isser Treifa is Chal on the Isser Chelav. And I will know that if it's a Treifa Schal, then the Isser Avela is Chal. And the reason is because being that the treif is anyway is going to happen immediately before the nevela, it's unreasonable to assume that these two lavin, laveral of bishnei lavin, that go into effect in immediate succession, somehow one of them is chal, there's no problem of isser chal al isser, and the other one is not chal. It just doesn't make sense. If they're two disparate lavin, one is treifa, one is nevela, I mean, they're closely related, they're both discussed in detail in Masechtas Chulin, they're first cousins, but they're not the same thing. They don't necessarily follow each other in sequence. Then you could say, the Torah has to tell me nevela is chal, treifa is chal, it's two different lavin. How would I know one from the other? But the Gemara is arguing, a subtle svara, that if the two happen in immediate succession from each other, then that's pashit. If the first one's chal, then the second one's going to be chal. What? This one's chal, but the one that happens 9 seconds later is not chal. Or the one maybe can happen a few weeks later, doesn't matter. But if they're both happening in succession, tain is the Gemara, if one is chal, for sure the other one's chal. So the Gemara says the way the pasuk should have said this was chelav nevela yasa l'chol melacha. Tell me that the chelav nevela, the first part of the pasuk, yasa l'chol melacha, it's mutabana, that those implications you should tell me by nevela and treifa. But as it relates to the second part, the isra achila, the chiddush of isra chal al isra, the chelav treifa lo isra chlu. Let it just say chelav treifa. I know Amina, and I'll know, ma michaim asi, isra treifa chayla, isra chelav madoch, the isra treifa, which happens when the animal is still alive, when it's merely in a state of misukenes. That's chal on isra chelav. La'achamisa mibaya. Then certainly the lav of nevela, which happens la'achamisa, should be able to be chal. The midikos of rachmana, nevela, being that the Torah had to emphasize that it's a treif is chal and it's an avel is chal. B'chal the treif is live in a misukenes. So isn't that a right that a treif is not a misukenes? If a treif is not a misukenes, must be misukenes is mutter. Because if treif and misukenes are two things, why did Torah have to tell me zoy sachaya that misukenes is also, and then tell me the lav of treif? Every treif is b'chal misukenes. So what's the chiddush of this of treif? Must be tainas the Gemara. It has to be that misukenes is going to be. That would prove that misukenes is mutter. But says the Gemara again that from this cheshbon of the Gemara, there should be a raya that a treif is not a misukenes. But the Gemara says no, because maskev mar baravashi v'dumloyim lechayinu treif and a misukenes. Maybe I'll tell you that really a treif is a misukenes. Udika amrit nevel lekos rachman olamali. So you can ask me a kasha. Then how do you know that? Why the Torah have to write this in a velo? Once I know that. There is a treifas chal on chelav, so it should be pasha. This and nevelos chal on treifas as well. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Lahach nevelos lo yasiyo mikayach misukenes. Because this assumption that if treifas a misukenes, that means that every single nevela was a misukenes, was a treifa before it became an avela. I don't think it's muchach. Why? Vehechidami chasal gistera. What happens if you just chop it? Somebody goes over to an animal with a sword, he chops it. It was never a misukenes. The second it became a misukenes, it died. So there was no state of misukenes. So the whole hanocha, I don't think is right, says the Gemara. We're making this wild, elaborate cheshbin based on a hanocha that every animal before it's an avela was a misukenes. Maybe it's not true, but the Gemara says it. No, because hasam nami actually have a misukenes pur to mekame the lifsik laruba. Because even in a case where it was asa gistro, there's still a second, there's a moment of time where before it was a nevela, it was a misukenes. If that's the case, it's poshet. That if the definition of treifa is misukenes, an animal would always be a treifa before it was an avela. If that's the case, there's no reason for the Torah to have to tell me that the issa nevela is chal on chelav. Once I know that the issa treifa is chal on chelav, from the fact that the Torah did that, I know that treifa and misukenes are not the same thing. If they're not the same thing, then why did the Torah have to tell me the issa treifa if I know misukenes is anyways aser? It must be misukenes is mutter. So this is the second teres of the Gemara, and the Gemara stays with this, and that is, how do you know misukenes is mutter? Again, the Mishnah said, hashoichet es misukenes, so it's kosher. The question is, you just need simanim, but how you know it's kosher? But the bottom line is, the intish tashira is, in the Mishnah, that it's mutter. The question is, how do I know? Mar says, how do you know? Why would you think it's aser? Because I have a pasuk of Parsha Shmini, which seems to be a good drasha, zeis achaya shatoichlu, that only an animal that's able to live, that it could be a chaya, it has chios in it. Only such an animal are you allowed to eat. But an animal that's not zeis achaya, then it's loisoichlu. Then you're not allowed to eat it. It's a lava ba michal ase. So I need a makar that it should be mutter. So first thing, Mar says, I think the Parsha of Nevela screams misukenashari. Because if a misukenas says aser, then what do I need the Parsha of Nevela? So the Gemara rejected that, but the Gemara says, if it's not the parsha of Nevela, at the very least it's the parsha of Treifa. Because if a misukenes is aser, then what's the chiddush of Treifa? A Treifa is just a misukenes plus. So if Bechlal Masayim Mada was anyways aser because it was a misukenes, then what's the point in the parsha of Treifa? The bottom line is, that's the second teretz of the Gemara, that from the parsha of Treifa I know that a misukenes is mutter. So we concluded the difficult part of the daf. Yiba Yisema, says the Gemara, Imkein, Lichtoiv, Imkein, Leimo, Chelav, Nevela vitrefa. Could be the makar is from that same pasuk. That same pasuk that talks about the chelav of a nevela and the chelav of a trefa that are aser b'achila. You would have thought that even though chelav is always aser, but maybe nevela and trefa is not chal on iser chelav. Why not? Because ain iser chal on iser. Kamashbu on the pasuk that there's an iser chelav and there's an iser nevela that can coexist. There's an issa chel, there's an issa treva that can coexist. But the Gemara says that one deek in that pasuk, because when the Torah talks about the chel of nevela and chel of treva, it repeats the word chelav. The pasuk in its entirety is v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yeyase l'chol melacha v'oichal loisachlu. Says the Gemara, even if you want to tell me that I need to know nevela and treifa, all the cheshbonos we just made, but at the end of the day, why did the Torah have to repeat the word chelav? V'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa. And the Gemara makes an interesting diyuk. Zuhi she'ein chelba cholok mipsara. A nevela and a treifa both have the halacha that there are two isurim. The chelav is aser and the basa is aser. The chelav is aser, you have the iser chelav, and the basa is aser, you have nevela. The chelav is aser because of chelav, and the basa is aser because you have treifa. Right? That's the chiddush, that you have nevela and treifa in an animal together with iser chelav. But v'yesh lecha acheres, there's another animal, shechel b'chalak mipsara, where only the chelav is aser and the basa is mutter, ve'ezoizu misukenes. And that's referring to misukenes. So when it comes to nevela and a treifa, a dead animal, a treifa that has a very specific type of wound, it's in a very unique state of sakana. Over there you have the halacha that it and its chelav are going to be us. It's a chalal iser, the whole animal's aser. There's an animal that's eerily similar to the nevela and eerily similar to the treifa, but it's not a nevela and treifa. Over there you don't have this halacha that in and its chelav are going to be us. The chelav will be us, it will be mutter. What's that animal? It's a misukenes, and that's the makar that a misukenes is mutter. Says the Gemara, Viba Yaseima, a little bit of agadata. Mehacha, the pasuk says, and this is Yecheskel Hanavi talking. Va'oimar, aha, Hashem Elokim. Hine, Yecheskel's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yecheskel Perek Dalet. He says, Hine nafshi loy metuma, unavela betreifa loy achalti min urei v'adata, v'loy ba befi, Bizarre pickle. So what was he referring to? Says the Gemara, Hine nafshi lemetuma, shelo hirharti bayoyim, lovoy lidei tuma balayla. Yecheskel Hanavi turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells him, I want you to know, I never had machshavos of arayos during the day, that brought me to Tumas Keri at night. That's what he meant when he said, Nafshi loy metumah. I never had Tumas Keri. When Yecheskel said, I never ate nevelos to treifas, minu'urai ad va'adato, he didn't mean to say that I never ate nevelos to treifas. Of course, the Yecheskel never ate nevelos to treifas. But rather, what he meant was, shloyochalti bosa kois kois me'olam. I never ate the meat of an animal that the sheikhtim were running quickly to shech. Meaning, I never ate from a behemoth misukenis. For like baba fi basar pigle. What do you mean when he said I never ate from the flesh of pigle? Shloyachalti me behemoth shahira bachacha. He says I never ate from an animal that had a shiloh, where they had to bring it to a rav, wait online, and get a psak to know whether you're allowed to eat it or you're not allowed to eat it. Which Rav Nasan had a different pshat. What he meant when he said that he never ate psar pigle was shloyachalti me behemoth shloyhurmu matnaisa. He never ate from a behemoth schulin where they didn't take out the matanis. What matanis did he take out from behemoth? We spoke about this earlier in the week. The Zroya, the Lichayim, and the Keva. Says the Gemara. Rashi says, that, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat from a behemoth that you didn't take out the Zroya, Lichayim, and the Keva. Rashi says, that's only a Zar, not a Kayin. Yecheskel, we know, was a Kayin. Being that it was a Kayin, really, he didn't have to do it. And this was a Chumrah that he took upon himself, that despite the fact that he was a Kayin, so he did not have to be Mafrish, the Zroya, Lichayim, and the Keva, still he was Mafrish it. But bottom line, says the Gemara, Iyam, Bishloim, Sharia. Bishloim, one of the things that Yecheskel said that he took upon himself, one of Yecheskel Hanavi's chumras were that he didn't eat nevelu treifa min urei v'adata. And what did that mean? It didn't mean he literally didn't eat nevelos treifas. He meant that he never ate from an animal that the sheikhtim were trying to shecht really quickly, where they didn't say, kois, kois, go quickly shecht it before it dies. Meaning he never ate from a behemoth misukenis. So, I'm a bishleim of sharia, bishleim of a behemoth misukenis is mutter, hanin revusa di Yecheskel. That I understand Yecheskel will say. That even though you're allowed to eat from a behemoth sukenis, I had a chumra, I didn't eat from a behemoth sukenis. Eli, I'm a dasiro. But if you're going to tell me that to eat from a behemoth sukenis is aser, my revusa di Yecheskel, what was Yecheskel's chiddish? Must be. This is a raya from a pasuk in Yecheskel, perik dalit. So many halachas we learn from Yecheskel. Says the Gemara, here's another pasuk. Another halacha that we learn from Yecheskel, and that is that a behemoth misukenis is going to be mutter. So regardless, we started off with a mishnah. Hashoychet es ha-misukenis. So the question was that you see you're allowed to eat from a behemoth misukenis. Misukenis, mi'maydashayah. How do you know it's mutter? And the Gemara thought that based on a drosh of zoyis achay hashetoichlu, that would seem to be a makar that a behemoth misukenis is also ba'achilo. The Mishnah is clear that it's mutter ba'achilo. Mi'notemadashayah. How do you know that it's okay? Says the Gemara, four makars. The first marker was the parish of Nevelos seems to suggest that Nevelo, that misukenis is mutter. Because if a misukenis is also, why do I need the parish of Nevelos? But the Gemara rejected that. Anyway, so the parish of Treifa. Every Treifa misukenis plus. So if a misukenis is also, what's the parish of Treifa? He says, no. That, right, so it must be that a misukenis is mutter. The second parish the Gemara gave was that being that there's an extra word, chelev, in the parish that emphasizes that the chel of Nevela and the chel of Trefa have both the Issa Nevela and Trefa and the Issa Chelav. There's an extra word chelav there. That somehow teaches me this halacha. And finally, we have a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel was talking about himself. He said, Hine nafshi loy metumah u Nevela v'trefa loy achalti menur v'alei. I said, what did he mean when he said that I didn't eat Nevelos and Trefas from when I was a child up until now? What he meant to say was, this halacha of he never ate from a behemoth misukenes, clearly implied from there is that you're allowed to eat from a behemoth misukenes excess. So just a little bit of raid. So I just thought it was kedai, being that we spent so much time this week on the halachas of tumah v'tahira. So, you know, we went through gemaras, difficult gemaras, just to speak out one chiddush, a beautiful chiddush from the Noi de Biyehuda. So I apologize for going back, but I think it's kedai. And that is, we spoke a lot this week about a rishon l'toma, a sheni l'toma, a shlishi l'toma, and a revi l'toma. We also spoke about yesterday's daf, at the very end of the daf, the concept of chibas hakodesh. And we saw two chidushim in chibas hakodesh. Number one, there's a whole masechta called masechtas machshirin, that in order for something to become tameh, it first has to be huchshel kabel toma. In order for food to become tameh, it needs to become wet. What type of mashkin is considered mashkin that has the ability to make food wet? So that's a discussion. We saw it in the context of dam of a behemoth, specifically dam shchita. But in order for
cuts a food to become tame, it first has to become wet. It first has to be hochshel lekabel tuma.
Stating that, we saw kachim is different, and the reason kachim is different is because chibas hakodesh machsharta, it's chashuv in and of itself, even without it becoming first wet. The fact that it's kachim, that in and of itself is machsharit, that puts it in a state where it's roy to be mekabel tuma. Another halacha we saw at the very end of yesterday's daf, a very important gemara, and that is when the Torah talks about kachim that's tame, it says vahabasar asher yiger b'chol tame. From the word vahabasar, we learn the rabbis eitzim v'lavoyna. Eitzim v'lavoyna, which are not food, and they're also not kalim, which means that ordinarily they'd be on the outside looking in. They would not have the ability to become tame. Because in order to be tame, you have to be either an eichel, or a keli, or an adam. This is nothing. Stating that, vahabasar l'rabbis eitzim v'lavoyna. That despite the fact that technically they're nothing, but at the same time they are chashuv, and if they're kachim and somebody eats them, he's going to be over the halacha of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. What's the reason? It's again because of chibas hakodesh. Because there's an idea of chibas hakodesh, it allows us to now look at something that technically should not be roy mekabel tuma, and it allows it to be mekabel tuma. In other words, there's two chidushim in chibas hakodesh. There's one chidush that if I have oichol that's not mukshel mekabel tuma because it's not wet, it doesn't matter. If one of the shmoyne shrotzim falls on it, that halacha would be metamit. Another chidush is that even something that it physically is not roy lekabel tuma because it's not oichel, it's not a keli. It doesn't matter. The halacha is it's going to be mekabel tuma. The Noda Yehuda in his Slach, it's in the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKayanim. That's another one of the sugyas in Shas that talk about the halachas of Tuma V'Tayr, one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. So the Noda Yehuda over there says of Gevaldig Chesh. We know that one of the unique characteristics of a Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi is that only food could become a sheni, shlishi, or revi. So we spoke a lot this week about how chulin can never become a shlishi l'toma. Only truma and kachim could become a shlishi l'toma. Even truma can't become a revi l'toma. Only kachim could become a revi l'toma. So on the shlishi on the revi level, that's tuma v'tayra 101. Shlishi revi is only truma and kachim, which by definition then means it has to be food, right? So it's not possible for something that's not oichel to be a shlishi or revi l'toma. But the truth is that even on the sheni l'toma level, only food can become a sheni l'toma. So a keli that comes in contact with a rishon l'toma will not become a sheni l'toma. That's one of the basic halacha's premises of the laws of tuma v'tayr. Says the Neid Yehuda, I think it's a dover pashit that even though we know a keli can never become a sheni l'toma, so if a keli comes in contact with a rishon l'toma, it's not going to be tame. That's only going to be a kli chayil. But a keli that's kachim, a kli kodesh, one of the klisharis that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, if that comes in contact with a rishon l'toma, I believe that it's going to be tame. Why? He says it's a pashut cheshbon. Because the Gemara says, v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo yiyachal. What does v'habasar mean? L'rabbi says eitzim v'levoina. That means if eitzim and levoina come in contact, b'chol tameh, they too will become tameh. What does b'chol tameh mean, says the Neid Yehuda? It means any toma. It means a rishon l'toma, a sheni l'toma, a shlishi l'toma. Right, okay, it's a shaylov. Shlishi l'toma midei raisa has the ability to be metamach, like it's Rashi Taisus, we had it this week. But the point is that the habas rashi yiga b'chol tameh certainly means rishon l'toma. So that's clear that if basar kachim, or the levoina of kachim, or the Eitzim of Kachim come in contact with a Rishon L'toma, they are going to become a Sheni L'toma. So Tainus the Noi to be Yehuda, how could a Klisharis of Kachim be any worse than the Eitzim and the Levoina of Kachim? If Eitzim and Levoina come in contact with a Rishon L'toma, the halacha is that they become a Sheni L'toma. So why should a Klisharis of Kachim that comes in contact with a Rishon L'toma be any different? Visualize it. What's Eitzim? It's a slab of wood. So if you have a slab of wood that belongs to Kachim, it belongs to Hekdesh, it comes in contact with a Rishon L'toma, it's going to be Tomei. How do I know that, says the Neid Yehuda? Because I learned Chulin Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, and I Pashin and I was Mav HaSetra. It's a combination of those two things. That's how I know that. The Gemara, it Pasik says, V'habasa Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei. What does V'habasa mean, L'Rabbi Seitzim V'Levoina? What does Chol Tomei mean? Just, I mean, Pashin Unkelis. Anything that's Tomei, right? So, I mean, this is not rate. This is Pashin
the pasuk. So the pasuk says that the habasa, which is l'rabbis etzel levoina, that comes in contact with anything that's tamei is now going to become tamei. Anything that's tamei includes even a rishon l'tamei. So that means if etzim, you have a slab of wood, it comes in contact with a rishon l'tamei, it's going to be a sheni l'tamei. So says the noida b'Yehuda in Islach, how could a kli sharis, let's say it was made out of wood, how could it be worse than the slab of wood? A slab of wood that touches a rishon l'tamei is going to be tamei. So now, oh, because it's a keli, because I created a keli out of it, now it's going to be worse. So it's posh, it says, the night behuda, even though anyone that's ever learned Tyrus knows that an avatoma can be metama other vakelin, a rishin latoma could only be metama oichlin, even chulin, a sheni could be metama only oichlin, even truma, and vaita up to cut. But a klisharis of kachim is going to be different. So when you say that a sheni latoma can never be a keli, it means a clay choil. But as it relates to a keli that's kachim, that yeah, says the night behuda, oimer ani. Listen to how we preface it. Had prefaced this chiddush. Svara chadasha shelo kodmani shum rishon oy achron umefarshi ashas b'zeh. I'm going to tell you chiddush no one's ever said. It's not a rishon. It's not an achron. And I think it's emes lamitay. I think it's a davar bal. Stating that says the Rabbi Yehuda. I was discussing this chiddush with my son. He said v'gam al guf chiddush achidashti deklich kodesh yikablu toma afilu mi rishon v'sheni deloy gari mi etzim levoin. How could the keli made out of wood be worse than the slab of wood? But he says, "Heishav bni harav acharif v'shonun ma'od Rav Shmuel she'ein hanidin daima." I don't think it's a tzushta. And he says a beautiful lumdis in light of the sugis that we went through together and put a lot of koiches into in zvachim v'nachis. And that is the etzim levoina af she'ein a meichel adam. Etzim levoina, even though it's true, it's nothing. It's not a keli, and it's not meichel adam. Hey, machilas mizbeach, but it is food. Because what do you do with the etzim? You put it on the marocha. What was done with the levoina was part of the mincha. It was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's achilas mizbeach v'lokach, and it's for that reason that it's Israbi mevei habasar. What's the ribo mevei habasar? Just like basar, that's achilas adam. So two etzim v'levoina that are achilas mizbeach. Mashein came kelim. So said the night of my son told me kelim is different. But you're right, the kli is worse. If I took the wood and I made a keli out of it, yeah, it is worse. Because when it's a slab of wood, it's roi lachilas mizbeach. But once it's a keli, you don't put a keli on the mizbeach, on the atzim arocha chas v'shol. You're not allowed to do that. So v'kivin d'loi sheicha b'hu achilo klal, loi achilas adam, v'loi achilas mizbeach, loi yisrabu me'abasar. It's not yisrabu me'abasar. V'amarti. So Rabbi Yehuda said, when my son told this to me, listen, this, and this is the punchline of the Rabbi Yehuda. So when Rabbi Yehuda says that, when my son told this to me, I said, Yismach libi, I was so happy, b'chachmas b'ni, with the chachma of my son, ki svari yishara ma'oid, because what he said is so glad, v'amarti al atzmi, and I said, Baruch Hashem, on myself, the nafak mimcha, taima me alofecha, that you see, Baruch Hashem, look what came from me, azazun, a son, such a lamdan, such a charif, that he was able to say something so beautiful, afal pikeit, stating that, Rabbi Yehuda had what to add, but regardless, so the Rabbi Yehuda, he was so excited in the beginning of the shtickle. My good friend Levi Chomsky showed this to me. He said he was so excited in the beginning of the shtickle. He said, "Oimra ani svara chadasha shloi kodmani shum rishon ayachron mafarshi hashas pazen." It's beautiful. It's geschmack with all the feskite of all the ray. Stating that, said that I told it to my son, and my son told me that I'm wrong, and he was more excited about the fact that his son was doicha him, that this was his son, than he was with this chiddush that he thought that shalei kodmani shum rishon. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is Yecheskel Hanavi. So Yecheskel Hanavi in Perek Dalet. So he turns to Hashem. Va'omer, aha, Hashem Elokim. Hine, nafshi lo metuma. I want you to know. Never told me. I never ate nevelos to treifas. And I never ate flesh that was pickled. At first glance, Yecheskel seems to be saying he was never over the grass the Yisurim. Says the Gemara, no. What happened over it was like this. He never had a machshava varayas during the day that led him to Tumas Keri Balailo. He never ate from a behema misukenis. Even though we just learned the sugya, it's mutter, four mekairis, but at the end of the day, he never ate from it. What does it mean? Never ate pigle? Tupshatim. Either what it means is he never ate from an animal that has Shaila, if it was Ton Shelas Rav, he stayed away from this animal. Or it means that even though he was a Kayan, he would be Mafresh, the Zraya, the Lechayim, and the Kev. So, Al Rishon Rishon. So Yecheskel said that he never had a machshava of Arayas during the day that led him Lidei Tumas Keri Palayim. The Rishonim, right here on this Gemara, and it's Tosfos Kasha Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Beis asks from the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara over there says Tanu Rabbana V'Nishmarta Mikol Davarah Ki Seitzei Machana Aloi Vecha V'Nishmarta Mikol Davarah. Says what does it mean? Shlo Yehar Adam Bayoyim. A person shouldn't think Machshavas of Arayas during the day. V'Yavali Dei Tumah Balayla, which will bring him potentially to Tumas Keri Balayla. In other words, it's a pasuk in the Torah, v'neshmarta mikol davarah. We know wherever it says a word that has the shayrish of shmira, yishomer, pen, al, loy, these are all adjectives of loy saseh. So l'chayra, it's awesome midday raisa for a person, you would think, to have a machshava, a hearer of arayas bayoyim, v'yavoy l'idei tumah balayla, sefreitay sakasha, haidrosha gemurihi, v'loy asmachta. If that's the case, hikshu rabal chanon, imkei mai revusa diyecheskel, tamino perek sheni dechul and davlam zayin amit beis, v'nafshi loy mitumah shloy, your hearty bayoyim, v'atzak l'idei tumah balayla. Yecheskel hanavi, there was a godless, not just that, we just learned the Gemara. Every other part of the pasuk, we had to come up with a different shot. When Yecheskel said he didn't eat the veils of treves, didn't mean he didn't eat the veils. Of course he didn't eat the veils of treves. It means he didn't eat from a behemoth mesukenes. When he said he didn't eat bizarre pickle, of course it doesn't mean he didn't eat bizarre pickle. He was a kohen and he was still mafresh Israel Chaim, whatever the pshat is. But we're distorting the posh of pshat because it can't be that Yecheskel's turning to Hashem and saying, I'm so great, v'alechesnish neveilos treves. Of course, an opik didn't eat, doesn't eat neveilos treves. It must mean something else. So what's Yecheskel telling Hashem? V'oymar aho Hashem alekim. You should know, I never had Tumas Keri. What do you mean? It's v'nishmar to be called of a ra. It's a drasha gemura. What's the godless of Yecheskel? Tosfos says something unbelievable. V'aymer, you're right. It's awesome midday raisa for a person to have a hearer that's going to bring lidei keri. But at the same time, revusahi, it was still a chiddush, and Yecheskel still turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm clean in this area. You know why? Because the reality is, mikomakim revusi mimashahu matzal asmi mihir. Masha'inkim b'shar adam. Because the reality is that people cannot be careful. De'enoi nitzel mehem b'chol yoyim. Kedarmina b'bav abasru aperiket pashut. Shloisha dvarim she'en adam nitzel mehem b'chol yoyim. Says Tosfos, yeah, it's true that it's Aser, but it's also true that people are not Nizer. And as a result, it was a Chiddush, and that's what Yecheskel was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that something that people cannot be Nizer in, v'nafshi lo metumah, I'm very careful. What's this Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, that Tosfos is referring to? So it's a Gemara, Kuf Samech Dal Amud Beis, at the very bottom of the Yomad. Omerav, Amram, Omerav. Sholei Shaver, this is Rav talking. Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yom. There are three things that a person can't be careful from. Hira Ravera, V'iyan Tfila, the Lashon Hara. What does Hira Avera mean? So the way Tosfos is explaining it over here, and all the Rishonim here, Masechtas Chulin, say the same thing. The Ramban, the Ran, everybody says this. That what it means is Hira of Arayas. So it's true that Yecheskel meant that, and it's true that it's Aser, but being that the Gemara says that Sholesh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yoyim, that was the Revusei de Yecheskel. I saw on the Teres Chaim, on this Gemara right here in Bava Basra, he says something unbelievable. Sholesh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yoyim. It's a funny lashon, right? Really, what it should have said was Shalosh Averis Adam Oivre Behem B'chol Yoyim, right? Zugrut. Shalosh Averis Adam Oivre B'chol Yoyim. Shalosh Averis in Adam Nitzel Mehem. Seems a little wordy. Says the Teiras Chayim. Sakadmoy. The Osila Ashmiinon. It's coming to teach us. The She'ein Adam Yochel Lahatzel Atzma Mehem. It's unbelievable. Afilu Misha Roitzel Lehizar. Even if a person wants to. He wants to. He means he's trying to save himself. That's the point. Ein Adam Nitzel. He's trying to be Matzel Atzmai. He can't. Lufishe Mitsuyin Tader. Va'over Aleim B'shoigig. And sometimes it just happens B'shoigig. Ve'efshad L'hachi Amru Hirhure Avera Kashem and Avera. Demiguf Avera Yachal Adam Lizar. But from Hirhure Avera, yeah, you can stop. You can prevent yourself from doing an Avera. But the Hirhure Avera, that's something that's impossible. And that's the emphasis of Ein Adam Nitzel Behem B'chol Yoy. The truth is, the Marsha in his Chedushi HaGadus, right there in Kuf Samech Dalu, Perikat Pashem, Masechtas Bava Basra, makes the same deal as the Teres Chaim. Ein Adam Nitzel Behem B'chol Yoy. And he says the same shot as the Teres Chaim. But he adds, it's an arichos, but at the end he says that the Lashon HaGemara is Sholosh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel. We know the different madrigos, different levels of person. There's Adam, there's Enosh. Says the Marsha, Adam is not the lowest level, right? Atem Kruyam Adam Ve'ein Umay Sa'ilam Kruyam Adam. So Adam is in and of itself, it's a toyar, it's a shtikala madrigo, but it's not the highest madrigo. So if you're on the madrigo of Adam, says the Marsha, Ein Adam Nitzel with the Teres Chaim's Diyuk. You could even try, but the only way to overcome it, and there is a way, is you have to lift yourself. You have to go above the madrega of Adam. He refers to it as the madrega of Malach, but whatever it is, there's different madregas. But regardless, you see from this Gemara that it's not just, yeah, it's one of those things that it's hard. It's more than that, it sounds like. We have a Teres Chaim. We have a Marsha. Adam is already a Madrega. And even on that level of Adam, you see it's something that's very difficult to overcome. But regardless, being that the Gemara says, that was Revuse de Yecheska. Yecheska was coming to say that I, for myself, it's something that I'm miserable. I saw something very interesting in the Har Tzvi. So Rav Hirsch Pesach in Yerideya, if you want to look it up, it's Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet. So he starts it with the beginning of the tshuva is a well-known shaila in the halachas of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisita Michshol. Somebody tries to be machshol somebody by Aveira, and the person doesn't end up doing the Aveira. Were you over Lifnei Iver or were you not over Lifnei Iver? So he has a whole shakla v'tayra, and at the end he says, Shuv Hugadli, I was told, Shabbat Sefer Yad Malach. Yad Malach is a beautiful sefer from one of the Kadmoinim. So he says that he was told that in the Sefer Yad Malachi, he's done the suffix, v'noisein, and he has a whole aricha. So in yeshiva, this shayla is known as the Yad Malachi's Chakira. That's where it's brought down in all the svar. This is the Yad Malachi shayla. So the Reb Tzvi Pesach had the shayla, and he discusses it. And then he says he was told afterwards that this is the Yad Malachi's famous Chakira. So Reuven tried being Machshel Shimon to do an Aveira, and then Shimon never did the Aveira. So this disaster, the danger was averted. Did Reuven still get the Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshel for what he tried to do? Or if that Aveira was never done, there was no Lifnei Iver. This is a basic Chakira. Either way, says Rav Hirsch Pesach, that the truth is you can clear a very similar Shaila in other areas in Halacha. Uke'en zen istapakti le'inyan azorah de'v'nishmartu mikol davara. Shlo yeharer adam b'yoyim v'yobi l'dei tumah b'layla. Im avar v'hirer. Let's say somebody had a hirer of Aveira, v'loy bali de tumah. And nothing ever happened. There was no mikrei laila. There was no tumas keri. Im over al vinishmarta. Was he over the vinishmarta mikol davara? Because at the end of the day, he still had the hirer avera. Or maybe no. The iser is if it comes with day tumah. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach v'lachayri yesh lahavi raya lozem be'arichus lashan abraisa shlo yaharu bayoyim. Why did the Gemara have this whole arichas? Don't have a machshava of arayas during the day, lest it bring liday tumas keri balaylo. L'chura should have just said very simple. Shelo yaharer. The oiver bein shaboli day tuma ubein shaloi boli day tuma. Ela mashma says Rav Hirsch Pesach the vinishmarta iser hirer mitla toy v'koy. That the iser hirer is not an iser b'fnei atzmai, but rather it's mitla toy v'koy. The im loy boli day tuma. But if he doesn't come with a tumah, igloy milsalim afreya, the loy avra minishmarta. Mishum the ikr iser shall hear who kisham it starif la maisa tumah. Avo beloy tsiruf maisa ena machshava aver. Unbelievable chiddush. That's how he comes out. And it's a whole arichas over here. He also a beis alevi. I mean, this is classic Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. You want to see nice read? It's in the Har Tzvi. It's beyond the scope of what we're able to do right now. But it's tshuva kuf chav dalet. But regardless, in this shmuz of hirer aveira ein adam nitzel b'chol yoyim, so miloit Rav Hirsch Pesach, you have to understand a little bit better in light of the Gemara Bava Basra. I think Pashim Shana in the Gemara, the Arichas Haloshen is because Tumas Keri is more chamer than the Issahir. So that's the point. The point is that don't have an Issahir. That in and of itself is a problem. But it could even lead to a bigger problem. It could lead to Tumas Keri. But Rav Hirsch Pesach was bothered by that. He said, it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that the whole iser hirer is all if it's mitzaref lemaisa of iser tumah. It's a very big chiddush. This is Rav Hirsch Pesach koyach dehetera. Regardless, that's the second hour. The third hour, which we're not really going to go into now, but just to set the table because it's something that we'll come back to Metz Hashem. And that is that you see from this gemara that even though it's asheichet as amisu kenes, it's mutter to eat it as long as it has simanim of chios during the shechita. So you're allowed to eat from the animal, but at the same time Yecheskel Anavi himself said that he refrained from eating it. It's interesting that this chumrah of Yecheskel Hanavi is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Hilchas Shechita. This is Yerudei Simon Yud Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. Gedoy liachachamim lo hayu oichlim bebehema shememarim v'shoichden oisa. The Gedoy liachachamim would refrain to eat from an animal that the sheikhtim were trying to shecht really quickly. And even if b'seif hashchita, it had all the simanim of the Mishnah right here in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The davar is in b'yisser, not because it's aser. There's actually no iser. Elo kol aroitz lahachmer al atzmoi b'davar zeh harezeh meshuba. The Mechaber says the same thing in Yerudea Simin Kuf Tez Zayin. Misukenes, an animal that's a misukenes, afal pishen iteres b'shchita, even though it's something that's mutter b'shchita, ha-medaktikin, the medaktikin were machmir malatzman, they were machman themselves, shaloi va'oichla, they would refrain from eating. It says, the vulnagayin abir, girl, what's the makar? It's chul, and that's lamed zayin on the base. They see from our gemara that even though a misukenes is mutter, but at the same time, yecheskel anavi refrain. And this is not yecheskel's own chumra, but rather this became a chumra for generations. G'doyle ha-chachamim, loy hayu oich. Now in our Gemara, we saw that Yecheskel had other chumras as well. Yecheskel would not eat from any behemoth that had a shiloh. Yecheskel was a kohen, and he would be mafresh from the zroy l'chaim in the keva. The Chidah in the Sefer Pesach Enayim on this Gemara right here has a long discussion about chumras in general. Right, usually when you think of a chumra, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Hamachmer tavay al bracha. Why not? If you want to be a machmer, you want to take on every single chumrah of every das yachid and bavli yerushalmi and tesefta and sefri, whatever. Tavay al bracha, right? Sounds like it could be a very, very nice thing. But the truth is, and the Chidah has a fascinating discussion about chumras right here, the sugya of chumras is going to come up in detail in Daf Mem Dalet. So in exactly 1 week from now, next Thursday, Metz Hashem, we have the sugya of chumras, so we'll go into it in greater detail then. But for now, the Chidah, take a look in the Pesach Einayim on this Gemara, has a whole arichos, and he says it's not so pashit. Chumras is really a double-edged sword. It's not always true. Hamachmer tavel al bracha. One example, everyone knows the Yerushalmi, the Ramah quotes in Hilchas Sukkah, that if someone's potter from something and he does it anyways, he's nikra hedyet. Right, in Hilchas Sukkah itself, you have a stira. On the one hand, if it's raining outside, you're mitzvah potter and a sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah anyways, so what's the halacha? You're nikra hedyet. It's not a good thing. Again, there's different stories, Sipurei Tzadikim, but Medina the Gemara, the Ramah says, it's not something you're supposed to do. Stating that, there's another halacha in Hilchas Sukkah that says that if you eat a shahakal, you don't have to eat in a sukkah. But a machmer, someone that eats only in a sukkah, tavi al bracha. What's the difference? If it's raining outside, I'm not chayiv in sukkah. If I sit in the sukkah, I'm a hedyet. If I'm eating a davar muat, something that's not chayiv in sukkah, an achilas aroi, a shahakal, for example, and I decide I want to be a frumah, I want to sit in the sukkah, then hamachmer tavei al bracha. What's the difference? In both cases, it's mamish in the same shulchan aruch, hilchas sukkah. This time I'm a hedyet, and that time I'm a tamei al bracha. Says you do the Vilna Gaon asked the kasha, talks about it in his Shnois Eliyahu, his Pirush on Mishnayos. V'advar matikiv ein kam mekamil harach. But just one thing is clear, that it's a double edged sword. See, even though Yecheskel Hanavi took on these chumras, but it's not always so pashit the chumra. Just to leave with one maramakim that the Chidah speaks out, and that is a fascinating Yerushalmi. So we learned Masechtas Avodah Zarah together. We went through the sugyas of Stam Yenam and Chalavakum, Chal Stam and Shemenakum. That's where all the Chumash Shailas come up. But either way, so in that context, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi will end with this. It's in the second parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The context is a Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah that says that even though Shemen Akum was once Aser, the oil of a non-Jew, but Rebbe Ubeistina, he tiru Shemen. Right? Rebbe and his bezin famously were matir Shemen. So the Gemara says like this, that Yitzchak bar Shmu bar Marta came to Bavel, and he reported that Rebbe and his bezin were matir Shemen. That's the general context. So the Gemara says, Shmuel heard this, and Shmuel achal. He ate Shemen Akum, because he heard Rebbe's bezin said it's okay. Rav, loy kabal aleh mechel. But Rav did not want to eat it. So Shmuel said, if Rebbe's bezin was matter, I'm going to be okay with it. Rav took upon the chumrah. Amalei Shmuel, echol. Shmuel turns to Rav and he says, eat. I want you to eat Shemen Akum. And he said, if not, the loy came, and the cost of alayich, I'm going to put out pashkevillin on you, that you're a zokei mamre. Loshen ha-Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. In second parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So he said, eat Rav. Because if not, you're going to be a Zokhi Mamre. Says the Chidah, you see from here that it's not so poshit for a person to take on a Chumrah where the Din of the Gemara is that it's Mutter. Rebbe's Bezin said it's Mutter. We know the Halacha of the Zokhi Mamre. If someone would go connect, so always you think of the Zokhi Mamre as a Mekel, right? Zokhi Mamre doesn't have to be a Mekel. Could be he was a Machmer. Could be he was a Frumah. How do you know he was a Mekel? Maybe he was a Machmer, right? This is a case Rav wanted to take on a chumrah. The Chidah says that we all know that Rav was meforsim bechasidus, right? Asarim milu dechasidus. That Rav was naik. Throws it in the chagah. He says he was meforsim bechasidus. And Alfal Pika Shmuel at Tainas on Rav. He said that if you're going to take on a chumrah, I'm going to say that you're a zaki mamre. You're going keneged Rabbi Ubeis Dinoi. If it's mutter, it's mutter. So then, how do you reconcile this? Hashoyich the Pesukan says mutter. Yicheskel anavi and gedoyli achachovim lo yoyoyich lemebeim ashen marim v'shoyichtim. So this is a fascinating discussion. #chumras. Netzachem will pick this up on Daf Mem Daled.